You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.'" So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings!" And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid, and go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you that you created the heavens and the earth in 7 days. We thank you that on the eighth day you rose from the dead, making a new creation, which unfolded was a series of unusual events. We thank you that by your resurrection you show us that anything is possible. And so give us courage to go and tell the mighty works that you have done. Amen. Easter greetings to you on this Easter vigil. Our reading begins with the simple words, "after the Sabbath." The Sabbath, of course, was Saturday, the seventh day, the day of rest. When we think back to creation, a creation story that we read through this evening in our readings for the Easter Vigil service, we remember the story of creation in Genesis where the earth is created and the heavens in 7 days. Seven of God's days. God's days could be billions of years for us. On the first day of creation, God was hard at work making light, bang, a big bang, perhaps, out of nothing. Then quickly, in the nothingness, God created space and time, what the Bible calls a dome, to push back the chaos and leave a space where order could unfold. From there, as stars spread throughout the universe, some of them exploding after time in supernovas, sending material throughout the galaxies. Eventually, that material coalesces into planets, making land and places where life could exist. So the planets take their place among the heavenly bodies. Stars, galaxies, black holes, quasars, nebula, nurseries of new stars still being born. Those billions of years were just the first 3 days for God. In the fourth day then, 4 days, in the fifth day, life emerges, first in water. We believe that all those years ago, there was what we call a primordial soup, where molecules were floating around, bumping into each other at random. And slowly, over time, the randomness starts to become more and more patterned until eventually strings of molecules can replicate themselves and life is born. A miracle by the hand of God. Those strings of molecules become more and more complex, and soon the ocean is teeming with life. What Genesis says, swarms of life, the great sea monsters, life in the sky, swarms of birds flying through the air. And eventually, life crawls out and inhabits land, land animals, cattle, and yes, those strange two-legged creatures called human beings. God made us, shaped us, and called us to follow Him. Eventually, human beings learn how to practice agriculture. We formalize language, and we create civilizations with rules and structures for how to be together. We learn of our Creator, and God inspires us by the Holy Spirit to record the words and the stories and the inspiration collected into Holy Scripture. God decides to do something special. God comes to be with us in a tangible way in Jesus Christ. God sends God's only Son, born of a virgin, to teach us how much God loves us, to take our sins and to forgive us. Jesus walked the earth some 30 years. He was crucified and he died. You could think about all of history falling into that seventh day of creation. You could think about it that way, that God created the world in 6 days, galaxies coming down to a planet, microscopic life emerging. And then in that seventh day when God rested, you could imagine human beings having an opportunity to walk the earth and Jesus coming. And it would make sense then when we read this passage from St. Matthew that says, it was the day after the Sabbath. The 7 days are complete. And now we begin again with a new day of creation. The resurrection, Easter, is the eighth day of creation. According to Matthew, it was a very unusual kind of morning. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the grave where Jesus had been laid to rest, remembering that on the seventh day of creation, God rests. Jesus on Saturday rested in the tomb. But now on this eighth day, the day after the Sabbath, the new day, the eighth day of creation, as they walked to the tomb, there was a severe earthquake. The earth trembled under their feet. They must have felt scared and had their stomachs feel upset and turn into knots. Then they see an angel of God appear to them. The angel flashes like lightning. It must have been so strong that maybe the women were knocked to the ground, Mary and Mary. When they get up, they see the angel of the Lord. The angel is shining brightly, the clothes dazzling white. And this very peculiar detail, the angel sits on the stone outside of the tomb. What was the angel doing there? Just hanging out, sitting on a stone? Maybe it has its legs folded in the wings, strikes a pose, and then talks to the women. The angel instructs them, saying, Jesus has risen from the dead, that he is on his way to Galilee, and that they ought to go and spread the word. Tell the disciples, and don't be afraid. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary listen to the angel, and they go forth quickly, feeling complicated emotions. They feel joy, and they feel fear. And as they are going, they run into Jesus. They meet their Lord in the flesh. He stands with them. They are overcome with joy and emotion. They get down on their hands and knees, maybe even laying down. They hold his feet and they worship him. Finally, they understand his words that he had been saying this whole time, that he would die and rise again. Here they are experiencing this eighth day of creation firsthand with their Lord. Jesus tells them to go forth and to tell the disciples that he will be going ahead of them to Galilee, remembering that Galilee is to the north. Jesus and his disciples didn't come from the area around Jerusalem. They came from the country up north in Galilee, and now Jesus is going back ahead of them saying, go there and I will go ahead of you. I will meet you here in Jerusalem and out in Galilee. A story like this reminds us that anything is possible. There is so much that we don't know about the world. We are swimming in mystery. The nice thing about experiencing something new, different, and unusual is that it causes us to look at the world in a new way. I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily like everything about the world as it has been. There's some things that really bother me. I ask myself, is this all there is? Is this as good as it gets? Or is it possible that something really good could happen? Something that we haven't foreseen or anticipated. What if it gets better? If you search your heart and mind, I suspect you have deeply wondered the same thing. What if it gets better? In fact, with God, anything is possible. That's what we celebrate on this Easter day, that even the dead are not truly dead to God. In God, they are just resting. They have tired out, but God can and will bring and breathe new life into them. I don't know about you, but I have had experiences like this. I have felt the earth move under my feet. And it is unsettling to be in an earthquake. But I've also felt the earth move under my feet when it wasn't an earthquake, when my own perception of the world was changed so drastically that I knew I would never look at it the same way. The first time I remember the earth moving under my feet when it wasn't an earthquake was when I was in downtown Los Angeles on a short-term mission trip with a youth group. And we had spent the morning in Pershing Square getting to know people that were living there that were homeless. And after I spent hours speaking with a man, drinking coffee, having breakfast, hearing his life story, my understanding of the world had changed, that there are people that have done nothing wrong and yet end up homeless. It occurred to me that there, but for the grace of God, could go I. And when that thought sunk into me deeply, I felt the earth move under my feet. I've seen lightning, and it's not always fun. I've been so close to a thunderstorm that you see the hair on your arm stand up. With God, anything is possible. I've seen boulders get up and roll. They were moved by a backhoe, but I've seen it happen. And yes, like Mary and Mary, I have had my own personal experiences with a personal encounter with Jesus. You know, sometimes we forget the wonder that everything is possible with God. Sometimes we become myopic. We have a sort of amnesia. We forget about the miracles of the past, and we forget about the powerful things that God can do in the future. And we just kind of remember the recent past. And when we get stuck in that mindset, we think that we're stuck in the same situation forever and ever, but we're not. And when you have those experiences with Jesus, where your presumptions are challenged, when the earth moves under your feet, you are changed and you see things differently. Jesus tells the women who have had this experience to go and to tell. So I'm going to tell you the experience that I had a couple days ago. I was at home, which is the only place that I am besides here doing these services with you. And I was doing what is my typical domestic duty in our house, which is doing the dishes. I help do the dishes all the time because we have a big family. And I distinctly remember it was raining. It's been raining a lot here in Southern California. It was just raining cats and dogs outside. It had been doing so, it's felt like, for quite a few days. And I was doing the dishes, and it was cold and it was gray outside, and my hands felt warm. They felt nice. I had a nice, warm, soapy solution and a soft sponge, and I could feel the foam pouring, running down my hands, and it felt nice. I was holding a dirty dish in my left hand, and I remember I was scrubbing counterclockwise. It was a nice dish to scrub because everything was just coming off it. And I was in that, you know, that zen space. And then all of a sudden, I felt that someone was next to me. I could hear the children in the other room listening to TV, watching TV. Sherry wasn't by me. I didn't really know what to do. So I walked to the laundry room, and I felt the presence follow me. It wasn't scary, but it was unusual. And then I had the clear sense that it was God's presence with me. As soon as I felt God's presence, I remember falling down, not falling down, but bending over and starting to cry. I was asking God, why? Why was this happening? Why were we sheltering in place? Why was this virus spreading all over our world? Why was there so much suffering? I remember reaching out to try to grab hold of the Lord, to be comforted, like Mary and Mary did on that Easter morning. And for a second, there was just a feeling of bliss. There was a feeling of comfort and warm. like the soap on my hands, but it was over my whole body, and I just basked in the warmth of God. And as soon as I felt it, I also felt God's presence slipping away, just as quickly as it had come. Way too fast. But as the feeling left, I remembered the words that Jesus spoke to Mary and Mary. Go. Tell my brothers and sisters that I go before them in Galilee. Or if you will, go and tell my brothers and sisters that I go before them in San Bernardino County. I go before my brothers and sisters in New York, Italy, Spain, Iran, China, Wuhan, China. Tell my disciples that I go before them in Upland, Rancho, Ontario, West LA, Fontana, Pomona, Claremont, Glendora, East Vale. Tell my disciples that I go before them. So there you have it. You've been told. Now it's your turn. Where have you seen God? Go and tell our brothers and sisters. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.